If a man speaks or acts with an evil thought, pain follows him. If a man speaks or acts with a pure thought, happiness follows him, like a shadow that never leaves him. Gautama Buddha, 5th century BC, founder of Buddhism.
Your reaction chooses it.
Life is presenting every person and circumstance to you, so you can choose what you love and what you don't love. When you react to anything, you are reacting with your feelings, and as you do, you are choosing it. Your reaction, whether good or bad, sticks it to you, and in effect you are saying you want more of it. And so it's important to watch how you react in your relationships, because whether you react with good or bad feelings, they're the feelings you're giving, and you will receive more of the same circumstances to make you feel that way. If a person says or does something, and you find yourself feeling upset, offended, or angry, do your best to change the negative reaction right away. Simply being aware that you've reacted negatively takes the power out of the negative feelings immediately and can even stop them. But if you feel as though the negative feelings have a grip on you, it is best to walk away and spend a couple of minutes looking for the things you love, one after the other, until you feel much better. You can use anything you love to make you feel better, like listening to your favorite music, imagining the things you love, or doing something you love. You can also think about the things you love in the person who upset you. This might be challenging, but if you can do it, it is the fastest way to feel better. It's also the fastest way to become the master of your feelings.
A man who is master of himself can end a sorrow as he can invent a pleasure. I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, and to dominate them. Oscar Wilde, 19th century author and poet.
You can change any negative situation in your life, but you can't change it with bad feelings. You have to react differently to the situation, because if you keep reacting negatively, your bad feelings will magnify and multiply the negativity. When you give good feelings, the positivity magnifies and multiplies. Even if you can't imagine how a particular situation can change into something positive, it can. The force of love always finds a way.
Love is a shield.
To take the power out of other people's negativity and not be affected by it, remember the magnetic fields of feeling surrounding each person. There's a field of love, joy, happiness, gratitude, excitement, passion, and a field for every good feeling. There's also a field of anger, discouragement, frustration, hate, desire for revenge, fear, and a field for every negative feeling. A person surrounded by a magnetic field of anger doesn't feel good at all. And so if you come into their presence, they will most likely direct their anger at you. They don't mean to harm you, but they can't see anything good when they're looking at the world through their field of anger. All they can see are things that anger them. And because they can only see anger, they are likely to get angry and hurl anger at the first person they see, often a loved one. Does this situation sound familiar? If you're feeling fantastic, the force of your magnetic field creates a shield that no negativity can penetrate. And so it won't matter what negativity anyone hurls at you. It cannot touch you, and it will bounce right off your feeling field without affecting you at all. On the other hand, if a person hurls something negative at you and you feel what they say, then you know that your feelings must have dropped because the negativity broke through your feeling field. There's only one thing to do if this happens, and that is to find an excuse to politely walk away so you can restore yourself with good feelings. 2, negative fields multiply at a rapid rate when they come into contact with each other, and no good can ever come of it. You will know this from your own life experience. 2 negative fields together are not a pretty sight.
Muddy water, let stand, becomes clear. Lao Tzu,
6th century BC, founder of Taoism.
If you are feeling sad, disappointed, frustrated, or any negative feeling, then you are looking at the world through that feeling field. And the world will look sad, disappointing, or frustrating to you. You cannot see anything good through a field of bad feelings. Not only is your negative field attracting more negativity to itself, but you will never see your way out of any problem until you change the way you feel. Changing the way you feel is easy compared to running around trying to change the circumstances of the outside world. All the physical action in the world cannot change the situation. Change your feelings and the outside circumstances will change.
The power is from within, but we cannot receive it unless we give it. Charles Hunnell, early 20th century New Thought author.
When someone is surrounded by a magnetic field of joy, you can feel their joy touch you from across the room. People who are popular and who have magnetic personalities are simply people who feel good most of the time. The field of joy that surrounds them is so magnetic that it draws everybody and everything to them. The more you give love and feel good, the more magnetic your field becomes. And the more it expands, drawing everything and everyone you love to you. Imagine that.
Love is the power that connects everything.
When all the people in the world love one another, then the strong will not overpower the weak. The many will not oppress the few. The wealthy will not mock the poor. The honored will not disdain the humble. And the cunning will not deceive the simple. Mo Tzu, 4th century BC Chinese philosopher.
You have opportunities every day to give love to other people through your good feelings. When you feel happy, it is your guarantee that you will be giving positivity and love to whomever you come into contact with. When you give love to anyone, the love will return to you, but in a far greater way than you may have realized. When you give love to another person, if your love affects the other person so positively that they then give love to someone else, then no matter how many people are positively affected, no matter how far your love travels, all that love comes back to you. Not only do you receive back the love you gave to the original person, you receive all the love back from everyone who was affected. And the love returns to you dressed as positive circumstances, positive people, and positive events in your life. On the other hand, if you negatively affect another person, so much that the person goes on to negatively affect someone else, then the negativity will return to you in full. You will receive it back in the form of negative circumstances affecting money, your career, your health, or your relationships. Whatever you give to another, you give to yourself.
If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. Marcus Aurelius, 2nd century Roman emperor.
When you are feeling enthusiastic, happy, and cheerful, those good feelings affect everyone you come into contact with. Even if you connect with a person just briefly in a store, on a bus, or in an elevator, when your good feelings make a difference to any person you connect with, the effect of that one instance on your life is almost incomprehensible.
Remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. Scott Adams, contemporary cartoonist.
Love is the solution and the answer to every relationship. You can never improve a relationship with negativity. Use the creation process for your relationships and give love to receive. Use the keys to power for your relationships. Notice the things you love. Make lists of the things you love. Talk about the things you love. And turn away from the things you don't love. Imagine having the perfect relationship. Imagine it at the highest level you can. And feel having it with all your heart. If you find it difficult to feel good about a relationship, then just love everything else around you and stop noticing the negative things in the relationship. Love can do anything for you. All you have to do is give love by feeling good, and any negativity in your relationships will fade away. Whenever you are faced with a negative situation in a relationship, the solution is always love. You won't know how it will be solved, and you can never know how. But if you maintain feeling good and give love, it will happen. The message from Lao Tzu, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, and every great being is loud and clear. Love.
Points of power. With every single person you come into contact, you are either giving love or you're not. And based on what you give, that is what you receive. Give love to others through kindness, encouragement, support, gratitude, or any good feeling, and it comes back to you multiplied in every area of your life. Look for the things you love in a relationship more than you notice the negative things, and it will appear as if something incredible has happened to the other person. Trying to change another person, thinking you know what is best for another person, thinking you are right and another person is wrong, is not giving love. Criticizing, blaming, complaining, nagging, or finding fault with another person is not giving love. You have to be happy to receive the happy versions of other people. The Force of Love presents you with a whole array of personal, emotional trainers disguised as everyday people, but they're all training you to choose love. You can stick everything you love and want to you by looking for the things you love in other people and saying yes to those qualities with all of your heart. You can't talk about or hear negativity and have good feelings. Life is presenting every person and circumstance to you so you can choose what you love and what you don't love. When you react to anything, You are reacting with your feelings, and as you do, you are choosing it. You can't change a negative situation with bad feelings. If you keep reacting negatively, your bad feelings will magnify and multiply the negativity. If you're feeling fantastic, the force of your magnetic field creates a shield that no negativity can penetrate. Changing the way you feel is easy compared to running around trying to change the circumstances of the outside world. Change your feelings, and the outside circumstances will change. The more you give love and feel good, the more magnetic your field becomes and the more it expands, drawing everything and everyone you love to you. The Power and Health.
Natural forces within us are the true healers of disease. Hippocrates, 5th century BC, father of Western medicine.
What does it mean to be healthy? You may think that being healthy means you are not sick, but being healthy is far more than that. If you feel okay or average or nothing much at all, you are not healthy. Being healthy is feeling the same way as little children feel. Little children are bursting with energy every day. Their bodies feel light and flexible. Moving is effortless. They're light on their feet. Their minds are clear. They're happy and free of worry and stress. They sleep deeply and peacefully every night, and they wake up feeling completely refreshed, as if with a brand new body. They feel passionate and excited about every new day. Look at little children and you will see what being healthy really means. It is the way you used to feel, and it is the way you should still feel. You can feel this way most of the time, because unlimited health is available to you unceasingly through the force of love. There is never a second that anything is withheld from you. Whatever you want is yours, and that includes unlimited health. But you have to open the door to receive it.
What do you believe?
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. King Solomon, 10th century B.C., Biblical King of Israel, in Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7.
These are amongst the greatest words of wisdom ever given. But what do they mean? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you think in your heart is what you believe to be true. Beliefs are simply repeated thoughts with strong feelings attached to them, like, I catch colds easily. I have a sensitive stomach. I find it hard to lose weight. I'm allergic to that. Coffee keeps me awake. All these are beliefs, not facts. A belief is when you have made up your mind, the verdict is in, you've nailed the door shut and thrown away the key, and there is no room for negotiation. But whatever you believe and feel is true will be true for you, whether your beliefs help you or harm you. Whatever beliefs you give out, the law of attraction says you must receive back. Many people have more fearful beliefs about disease than they have good beliefs about health. It's not surprising because of the attention that is given to disease in the world, and you are surrounded by that every day. In spite of all the advances in medicine, disease is increasing because people have become increasingly fearful of disease. Do you have more good feelings about health than you have negative feelings about disease? Do you believe in lifelong health more than you believe in the inevitability of disease? If you believe that your body will deteriorate with age and that disease is inevitable, you are giving up that belief, and the law of attraction must return it to you, clothed as the circumstances and state of your health and body.
For the thing that I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. Job chapter 3, verse 25.
The placebo effect in medicine is proof of the power of belief. One group of patients is given real pills or treatment, and another group is given the placebo, a sugar pill or fake treatment, but neither is told which one is a cure for their symptoms or illness. Yet the group that gets the placebo often experiences significant improvements and the reduction or disappearance of symptoms. The startling results of the placebo effect regularly demonstrate the power of beliefs on our body. What you continually give to your body with your beliefs or strong feelings, you must receive in your body. Every feeling you have saturates every cell and organ in your entire body. When you have good feelings, you are giving love, and you receive the full force of health through your body at an astounding rate. When you have bad feelings, the tension causes your nerves and cells to contract. The vital chemical production in your body changes. Your blood vessels contract and your breathing becomes shallow, all of which reduces the force of health in your organs and your entire body. Disease is simply the result of a body's not being at ease over a long period of time because of negative feelings like stress, worry, and fear.
Your emotions affect every cell in your body. Mind and body, mental and physical, are intertwined. Thomas Tutko, contemporary sports psychologist and author.
The world inside your body.
There is an entire world inside you. To realize the power you have over your body, you need to know about this world because all of it is under your command. All the cells in your body have a role to play, and they work together for the sole purpose of giving you life. Some cells are the leaders of particular regions or organs, and they manage and direct all the working cells in their region, like your heart, brain, liver, kidneys, and lungs. The leader cell of an organ directs and manages all the other cells working in that organ, ensuring order and harmony so the organ works perfectly. Patrol cells travel throughout the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body to maintain order and peace. When there is a disturbance, such as a scratch to the skin, the patrol cells immediately signal the alert and the appropriate repair team rushes to the area. For a scratch, the first on the scene is the blood clotting team, and they work to arrest the blood flow. After their work is done, the tissue and skin teams move in to do the repair work to the area, mending the tissue and sealing the skin. If an intruder enters your body, like a bacterial infection or virus, the memory cells immediately take an imprint snapshot of the intruder. The imprint is checked against their records to see if there is a match with previous intruders. If they find a match, the memory cells immediately notify the relevant attack team to destroy the intruder. If there is no match, the memory cells open up a new file on the intruder and all the attack teams are summoned to move in and destroy the intruder. Whichever attack team is successful in destroying the intruder is then recorded by the memory cells in their files. If the intruder returns, the memory cells will know who they are dealing with and exactly how to deal with them. If for any reason a cell of your body begins to change its behaviour and cease to work for the good of the body, the patrol cells signal the rescue team to rush in to repair the cell. If a cell needs a particular chemical to be repaired, it is found inside your natural pharmacy. You have a complete pharmacy operating inside you that can produce every healing chemical that a pharmaceutical company can produce. All cells must work as a team, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for their entire life. Their sole purpose is to maintain the life and health in your body. You have around 100 trillion cells in your body. That's 100 trillion cells who are working non-stop to give you life. All 100 trillion cells are under your command, and you are commanding them and instructing them with your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Whatever you believe about your body, your cells believe too. They don't question anything you think, feel, or believe. In fact, they hear every thought, feeling, and belief you have. If you think or say, "I always get jet lag when I travel," your cells receive jet lag as a command, and they must carry out your instructions. Think and feel that you have a weight problem, and your cells receive the order of a weight problem. They must follow your instructions and keep your body in an overweight condition. Be afraid you might catch an illness, and your cells receive the message of the illness, and they immediately get busy creating the symptoms of the illness. Your cells responding to your every command is simply the law of attraction working inside your body.
Face towards the perfect image of every organ, and the shadows of disease will never touch you. Robert Collier, 20th Century New Thought author.
What do you want? What would you love? Because that is what you must give to your body. Your cells are your most loyal subjects who serve you without question. And so whatever you think, whatever you feel, becomes the law of your body. If you want to feel as good as you did when you were a child, then give yourselves those commands. I feel amazing today. I have so much energy. I have perfect eyesight. I can eat whatever I want and maintain my ideal weight. I sleep like a baby every night. You are the ruler of a kingdom, and whatever you think and feel becomes the law of your kingdom, the law within your body.
The power of your heart.
In some sense, man is a microcosm of the universe. Therefore, what man is a clue to the universe. David Bohm, 20th century quantum physicist.
The inside of your body is an exact map of our solar system and the universe. Your heart is the sun and the center of your body system. Your organs are the planets. And just as the planets depend on the sun to remain in balance and harmony, so do all the organs in your body depend on your heart to remain in balance and harmony. Scientists at the Institute of Heart Math in California have shown that feeling love, gratitude, and appreciation in your heart boosts your immune system, increases vital chemical production, increases physical vitality and vigor, reduces stress hormone levels, high blood pressure, anxiety, guilt, and burnout, and improves glucose regulation in diabetics. Feelings of love also create a higher degree of harmony in the rhythm of your heart. HeartMath has shown that the magnetic field of the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than the magnetic field of the brain and reaches out several feet from our body. Other scientists are revolutionizing our understanding of the effect of love on our health through experiments with water. What does water have to do with health? Your body is made up of 70% water. The inside of your head is 80% water. Researchers in Japan, Russia, Europe, and the United States have discovered that when water is exposed to positive words and feelings, such as love and gratitude, the energy level of the water not only increases, but the structure of the water changes, making it perfectly harmonious. The higher the positive feeling, the more beautiful and harmonious the water becomes. When water is exposed to negative emotions such as hate, the energy level of the water decreases and chaotic changes occur, negatively affecting the structure of the water. If human emotions can change the structure of water, can you imagine what your feelings are doing to the health of your body? Your cells are made of mostly water. The center of every cell is water, and each cell is completely surrounded by a layer of water. Can you imagine the impact of love and gratitude on your body? Can you imagine the power of love and gratitude to restore health? When you feel love, your love affects the water of the 100 trillion cells in your body.
How to use the power of love for perfect health.
Where there is the greatest love, there are always miracles. Willa Cather, early 20th century Pulitzer Prize winning novelist.
To receive the health you want and love, you must give love. In the face of any sickness, give good feelings about health, because only love brings perfect health. You cannot give bad feelings about sickness and receive health. If you hate or fear a disease, you will be giving out bad feelings, and disease can never go away through bad feelings. When you give thoughts and feelings of what you want, your cells receive the full force of health. When you give negative thoughts and feelings of what you don't want, the force of health to your cells reduces. It doesn't matter if you feel bad about a subject that has nothing to do with your health. When you feel bad, you reduce the force of health to your body. But when you feel love for anything, for a sunny day, new house, friend, or promotion, your body receives the full force of health. Gratitude is the great multiplier. So say thank you for your health every single day. All the money in the world cannot buy health because it is a gift from life. And so more than anything else, be grateful for your health. It is the best health insurance you can ever take because gratitude is the assurance of health. Be grateful for your body instead of finding fault with it. Every time you have a thought of something you don't like about your body, remember that the water inside your body is receiving your feelings. Instead, say thank you with all your heart for what you do like about your body and ignore the things you don't like.
Love draws forth love. Saint Teresa of Avila, 16th century nun, mystic, and writer.
Before you eat food or drink water, Look at what you're about to eat or drink and feel love and gratitude. Make sure your conversations are positive when you are sitting down to a meal. Blessing food gives love and gratitude for food. As you bless food, you change the structure of the water in the food and its effect on your body. Blessing water with love and gratitude does the same thing. Your positive feelings of love can change the structure of water in everything, so use the power. You can give love and gratitude and use their power while receiving any medical treatment. If you can imagine being well, you can feel being well. And if you can feel it, you can receive it. To see your health improve, all you have to do is give love more than 50% of the time. Just 51% is the tipping point from sickness to health. When having your eyesight checked, or blood pressure checked, or if you're having a general checkup, receiving results from tests, or anything concerning your health, it is very important that you are feeling good during it and while receiving the results, in order to receive a good outcome. By the law of attraction, the outcome of the checkup or tests must match the frequency you're on. So to bring the good outcome you want, you must be on the frequency to receive it. Life does not happen the other way around. The outcome of every situation in your life will always match your frequency, because that is the law of attraction. To get yourself onto a good feeling frequency about a test, imagine the outcome you want and feel that you have already received that outcome. Every possible outcome can happen, but you must be on a good feeling frequency to receive good outcomes.
Possibilities and miracles mean the same thing. Prentice Mulford, 19th century New Thought author.
Imagine and feel having the health you want in your body. If you want to restore your eyesight, give love for perfect vision and imagine having it. Give love for perfect hearing and imagine having it. Give love for the perfect weight, perfect body, perfect health of an organ, and imagine having it, and be utterly grateful for everything you do have. Your body will change into whatever you want, but it can only do it through feelings of love and gratitude. When a young, fit woman was told she had a rare heart disease, her life crumbled around her. She suddenly felt weak and fragile. Her future, a normal, healthy life, had disappeared with the prognosis. She was terrified of leaving her two young daughters motherless. But this woman decided she was going to do everything she could to heal her heart. She refused to entertain any negative thoughts about her heart. She placed her right hand on her heart every day and imagined her strong, healthy heart. Every morning when she woke, she gave the deepest thanks for her strong, healthy heart. She imagined the cardiologist telling her that she was cured. She did these things every day for 4 months. And when her cardiologist checked her heart 4 months later, they were dumbfounded. They checked and rechecked the old tests against the new test, because the new test showed that the woman's heart was perfectly strong and healthy. This woman lived according to love's law of attraction. She did not own the prognosis of a diseased heart in her mind, but she gave love for a healthy heart, and she owned a healthy heart instead. If you are facing any kind of illness, do your best not to own it with your thoughts and words. Don't hate an illness either, because that is giving negativity to it. Instead, give love to health. Own health and make it yours.
Keep your mind as much as you can from dwelling on your ailment. Think of strength and power, and you will draw it to you. Think of health, and you get it. Frances Mulford, 19th century New Thought author.
Every moment you feel love for your health, the force of love is eliminating any negativity in your body. If you find it difficult to feel good about your health, all that matters is that you feel love for anything. So surround yourself with everything you love and use those things to feel as good as you can. Use everything you can in the outside world so that you feel love. Watch movies that make you laugh and feel good, not movies that make you feel tense or sad. Listen to music that makes you feel good. Get people to tell you jokes that make you laugh, or have them tell you funny stories about their most embarrassing moments. You know the things you love. You know your favorite things. You know what makes you happy. So draw on them all and feel as good as you can. Use the creation process. Use the keys to power. Remember, it only takes giving love and good feelings a minimum of 51% of the time to reach the tipping point and change everything. If you want to help somebody who is ill, you can use the creation process and imagine and feel full health being restored to them. Although you cannot override what another person is giving to the law of attraction, your power can help them rise to a frequency where they can receive health.
Beauty comes from love.
As love grows in you, beauty grows too. For love is the beauty of the soul. St. Augustine of Hippo, 4th century theologian and bishop.
All beauty comes from the force of love. Unlimited beauty is available to you through love. But the problem is that most people find fault and criticize their body more than they appreciate it. Looking at your faults and being unhappy about anything about your body does not bring beauty to you. All it brings is more faults and more unhappiness. The beauty business is enormous, yet unlimited beauty is being poured down to you in every second. But you have to give love to receive it. The happier you are, the more beautiful you will be. Lines will fade, skin will tighten and begin to glow. Hair will become thicker and stronger. Eyes will begin to sparkle and their color will intensify. And more than anything else, you will see the proof that beauty comes from love when people are drawn to you wherever you go.
You really are as old as you feel.
Ancient texts say that people once lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Some live for 800 years, some live for 500 or 600 years, but longevity was commonplace. So what's happened? People changed what they believed. Instead of believing in living for hundreds and hundreds of years, people changed their beliefs over generations, and they came to believe in a reduced life expectancy. We have inherited those beliefs of a reduced life expectancy. From the time we are born, the belief of how long we can live has been sewn into the fabric of our minds and our hearts. And from there, we literally program our bodies from an early age to live for a certain amount of time, and our bodies age according to how we program them.
There is nothing in biology yet found that indicates the inevitability of death. This suggests to me that it is not at all inevitable, and that it is only a matter of time before biologists discover what it is that is causing us the trouble. Richard Feynman, 20th century Nobel Prize-winning quantum physicist.
If you possibly can, don't put a ceiling on how long you can live. All it will take is one person to break the limits of life expectancy, and that person will change the course of life expectancy for all humanity. One person after another will follow, because when one person lives far beyond the current life expectancy, other people will believe and feel they can do it too, and they will. When you believe and feel that aging and deterioration are inevitable, then they will happen. Your cells, your organs, and your body receive your beliefs and feelings. Feel young and stop feeling your age. Feeling your age is just a belief you've been given and a program you've given to your body. You can change the command you're giving whenever you want by changing what you believe. How do you change your beliefs? By giving love. Negative beliefs, such as beliefs of limitation, aging, or disease, do not come from love. When you give love, when you feel good, love melts away any negativity, including negative beliefs that harm you.
The love that gushes for all is the real elixir of life, the fountain of bodily longevity. It is the lack of this that always produces the feeling of age. Josiah Gilbert Holland, 19th century author.
Love is truth.
When you were a little child, you were flexible and fluid because you had not formed or accepted as many negative beliefs about life. As you got older, you took on more feelings of limitation and negativity, which caused you to become more set in your ways and less flexible. This is not an amazing life. This is a limited life. The more you love, the more the force of love will melt away negativity in your body and in your mind. And you can feel love melting away everything negative. When you're happy, grateful, and joyful, you can feel it. You feel light, you feel invincible, and you feel on top of the world. As you give more and more love, you will notice changes start to happen to your body. Food will taste better, colors will get brighter, sounds will become clearer, moles or little marks on your body will begin to fade and disappear. Your body will begin to feel more flexible, stiffness and little creaks will begin to vanish. When you give love and experience the miracles in your body, you will be left in no doubt that love is the source of health.
Love is behind every miracle.
All miracles are the force of love at work. Miracles are created by turning away from negativity and focusing on only love. Even if you have been a pessimist all your life, it is never too late. A pessimist is exactly how one man described himself. When this man received the surprise news from his wife that they were expecting their third child, his every thought was of how negative the impact of a third child would be in their lives. But what he didn't realize was exactly how those negative thoughts and feelings would play out for him. At just over the halfway point of his wife's pregnancy, she had to be rushed to the hospital and an emergency C-section had to be performed to deliver their baby. Three separate specialists said that at 23 weeks gestation, the baby had a 0% chance of survival. The man was brought to his knees. He had never expected to lose a child. After the C-section, the father was taken to the side of the room to see his son, the smallest baby he had ever seen. His son was 10 inches in length and weighed only 12 ounces. The medical staff tried to inflate the baby's lungs with a ventilator, but his heart rate was decreasing. The specialist said there was nothing they would be able to do. The father screamed out in his mind, "Please!" At that exact moment, the ventilator inflated his son's lungs and his heart rate began to climb. Days passed. All the physicians in the hospital kept saying that the baby would not make it. But this man, who had been a pessimist all of his life, began to imagine what he wanted. Every night when he went to bed, he imagined the light of love shining on his son. When he woke in the morning, he would give thanks to God that his son had survived through the night. Each day his son made progress, and he overcame every obstacle that was thrown at him. After 4 grueling months in intensive care, he and his wife were able to take their baby, who had been given a 0% chance of survival, home.